Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed. Hi guys, as I delve deeper into my podcast series, A Kinky World with Zoe Page, I am eager to share a fascinating experience I had following the Montreal Fetish Weekend with the wonderful Heavy Hand, that's his FetLife name, you can find him over there. You may have spotted him in the background from my recent podcast at the Kink Ecstasy Ball, where he was the mastermind behind the enthralling scene of the women spinning upside down, expertly manipulating ropes. While we didn't highlight it in the podcast, he also showcased a unique vertical latex vacuum bed at the event. Intrigued? I met up with him post-event to try out the vac bed for myself. Join me as I recount this incredible experience and share the exhilaration of this unique adventure. Don't miss out on the thrilling journey. Hi guys, and welcome to Laundry Lowdown. Today I am in for quite a little treat because behind me you can see a wonderful contraption, but I won't go into too much details because the gentleman standing beside me, he's going to go into more details. Would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
I'm Heavy Hand and been in the scene for a while. So.
A while, I'd say more than a while. You've been doing this since like
1998.
Oh my God, that's such a long time. So this is a vac bed. Now, do you want to talk us through this a little bit?
I decided 2 years ago that I wanted to build a vertical vac bed to make it a piece of art. Mm-hmm. And then came up with a plan and overcame all the obstacles to make it work.
Great. That's amazing. So there's a lot that you probably don't know with back beds. I've been in one maybe once or twice before. They are quite fun. And there are a few ins and outs that you need to know about vac beds before you go in it. So this is latex. It's primarily latex vac beds are.
I've never heard of anything other than latex.
So you want to make sure that you don't have anything sharp on you because you don't want to be wearing anything studded before you're on that because you'll pierce the latex. And also,
make sure you're not allergic to latex.
That one as well. You want to make sure you're not allergic to latex. It's a good one. And once you're in there and the machine, you've got no air. So you want to make sure that whoever you're putting inside can breathe, right?
Yes.
Yes. So there are a few ways. Usually it's a pipe or a mask on the inside.
This one has a mask because you have to be able to adjust for the different heights of people. My horizontal vac bed just has a hole for the mouth and nose because you can move the person to adjust to the hole.
Ooh. What would you say is your must do and don'ts when it comes to vac beds?
Having a safe word is absolutely necessary. For this, what I've done is used a remote control switch. So the person in the vac bed has the control and they turn off the vacuum from inside.
Wow. Okay. So they have full control.
Yes.
Because I think once you say you want out, for whatever reason you want out, it takes a while for all the air to be...
Not long, but it's...
A couple of minutes. A few seconds. Okay, because there's some contraptions I've been in and it's just like, by the time you want out, you should call it because to get out of some equipment stuff takes a while. So yes.
Rope is more like that.
Rope, and also there's different kind of like bags that you can, latex bags that you can, like, they blow up
but push you in at the same time. There's those. So once you want out of those, it takes a while for all the air to come out of it. There's so much things that you can do with latex. It's not just wearable.
Right.
Right. Is this a fun favorite thing for you?
Yes. I enjoy.
Do you enjoy being in it or putting people in it and watching their reactions?
Both.
Both. Have you been in this?
Yes.
Oh, of course you have to try it, right?
Yeah, I've got to make anything that I do to somebody else, I want to have done to myself to so I know what I'm doing to the person.
Correct. That's a very, very good way. And this gentleman standing right in front of me as well, you may not know, is like you were at Baymax Euro as well.
Yes.
And you were doing the suspension. What would you call that?
Inverted suspension or inverted double suspension.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. When I was watching it, I was like, oh, wow, that was incredible. So you've got that as well as a treat. And then we get him back so I can go inside. That's right. This is not just a show. This is a show and tell. So I'm going on in and I'm going to try it for you guys. A little bit nervous because I've never actually done it this way before.
Let's take a moment and talk safety tips for using a vacuum bed. This is some of the knowledge that I've gained over the years by working within the BDSM community. Some you may know and some you may not know, but it's okay. We're here to share and keep each and every one of us safe. Number one, avoid using the bed alone for safety reasons. Never participate in any kind of play like this alone. It's just not safe. Number two, you can achieve the same suction level with a regular vacuum. No need for a super fast version. And remember to turn off the vacuum when you're done. Number three, if you're using a fully enclosed vacuum bed, wear waterproof earplugs to prevent discomfort and potential damage due to the pressure. It can actually hurt your ears. Number four, ensure you can breathe freely before activating suction in a fully enclosed vacuum bed. This is super important. And make sure before you enclose yourself or do anything that you can breathe freely. Number five, establish an emergency signal with your partner before conducting any tests with the bed. It's like a safe word that doesn't necessarily, because you might not be able to speak. So you need a signal as well. Number six, if you feel any discomfort like muscle soreness or cramp, release the air in the bed and take a moment. Number seven, keep safety scissors within easy reach in case of an emergency. And remember, safety is your responsibility. Do your research to ensure a secure and safe experience.
So, what do I need to do for you right now? Do we need to
go in it?
Yeah.
Okay, so
oh my god,
this is your way of breathing. So you put on the mask.
Do I need to take my rings off?
No.
Okay, so I just put this on.
Yes.
Does this go in between my legs? Is it all right there?
You run it however you want. You will see it from the outside, like running down you.
Oh my
it
God.
Gives kind of an alien look.
I'm going to take off my slippers, people. It just got serious. Okay, so put this on.
Yes.
And there's air already.
That you're not actually exhaling through that. The tube is pulling air through constantly because the vacuum is pulling air through it.
Okay.
So it's just keeping the latex away from your face so that you can breathe the air that's coming through that tube.
Oh my God. Okay.
And do not just use a tube without the mask because it does horrible things. I tried.
At least you've tried it.
Yes.
So we're on.
And you'll probably have to hold that until you're in it. This is the on off for the vacuum.
Yep. As you can see, on and off.
So whenever you want out or if you panic, just press the off button and that will get you out.
Okay, but whilst this is on, you can still hear me.
I can hear you if I put my ear up to you and listen.
Okay. Yeah.
But the vacuum makes some noise, so it's...
It might not be able to.
Right.
Right. I'm ready.
And I've used it in party situations where there's music.
Because when I was doing interviews in the background, I could hear you. I could hear the background. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so stand on the platform and put your head between the layers.
Head between the layers. Oh.
And press the on button.
Oh, so I actually literally have 100% yes. control. Ready?
You press the off button.
I did! I can press it again though, right?
Yes, you can turn it back on if you want.
Okay.
You want out?
That was actually quite fun. I'm very... Are we ready? Oh my God. So that is an experience. It feels like when I first pushed it, I pushed it off because it was getting so, so tight. And I was like, how tight does this go? But...
I control that with the dimmer switch on the vacuum
motor. It was really, really interesting. And once you're actually completely enclosed in it, it feels like a massive hug. And then you just calm down and it's really, really nice. Like you could stay in that all day. The only other thing is like, yeah, your makeup is going to get a little bit fudged. Just a little bit.
Yes.
But that's fine. So if you were going to play in this, you'd make it like the last thing of the night. But I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy it. I remember like being in this from a while ago. I was like, it just feels like to describe how I feel when I'm in there and it's all being sucked. You get this instant panic because you're getting yes. sucked in. And you're just like, when does it stop sucking you in? At what point? And you have this fight with your head. And then all of a sudden it just gets to that point because it can't suck anymore out because it's all out. And then you're just like, oh, I think that's it.
Well, you can... I've got the dimmer switch, first of all, to lower the noise.
Yeah.
And also because if you leave the pressure too high, it will hurt your eardrums.
Ah.
It will, you know, push on your nose. It becomes uncomfortable. So by having the speed adjustable, I can lower it down and make it more comfortable.
So you're completely 100% in control. Yeah. It's like it's managing your headspace at first. So when you're playing every rack bed that I've been in, this is like the second one, I'm going to say second, that I've been in, and each one's been different.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time I've had control. That was actually really comforting. The only thing is when you're in there, you're just like, damn it, which one was up and which was off? Where was it up or down? Am I pressing which way? It's, you know, it's one of those, but it's instant as yes. soon as you realize that. And then it squashes on your face and you're just like, oh, it's so good. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. So would you say there's any tips or tricks for someone new getting in this that they need to ask beforehand before getting in it? Because everything looks fun when you're at a party and you've seen everybody have right. a go. But if they've never been in something like this before, what would you say to them?
Make sure that there's a good, safe way to breathe
yep.
is absolutely important. Make sure you cover a safe word or have a way that the person running it is yep. able to know when you're done or when you need out.
Yeah. Because you literally can't speak. You can, but you can't hear over the noise.
Right.
So this is a completely different tool that I've never used before, having the control on the inside. So then I can say when I want off and off and off,
right.
off and on. For whatever reason, I might just want to release the presser and start again because I want, it's that initial tightness.
I had somebody at Fetish Weekend who was a contortionist and they got in and they were turning it off and saying, don't get me out. They were repositioning themselves. At one point, they had their head on the bottom and one foot at the top. And each they kept restarting it, and from the outside, nobody knew what position they'd be in until it sucked the air out.
Fantastic.
It was kind of really neat.
That is, yeah, that would be, contortionists, they're impressive people to work with, full stop.
Yes.
And just to get them in a vat bed and then see them play.
And the surprise each time that you turn the vacuum on and see that, oh, it's a new pose. And
wow. Oh, I would have loved to have been there and filmed that. That looked really, really impressive. Oh, would sound like it was really impressive. But you don't just do vat bed, you do rope as well. Is that the primarily thing that you are?
I just do whatever seems like fun at the time. I do rope, I do impact play, electrical.
Everything.
And if there's something I haven't heard, I want to know so that I can go learn about it and add it to my toolbox.
Not just that, I find like people like us, when we find something, it's also gaining that knowledge so we can be and help other people as well at the same time.
Absolutely. I love teaching. And last year I built this for Fetish Weekend. And then during the classes, I taught people how to make them. So I know there's at least one more of these in existence now.
Wow, that's really, really cool. So thank you so much for coming and playing and letting me experience this from I don't think I've been stood up and done it. It's always been on the floor. Mm-hmm. So it's quite exciting. Really.
The nice thing about the vertical is that you can be touched on both sides. So you're not cutting off half of your body from having your partner play with you from outside.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
But at the same time, it's not as good with playing with ice and hot water or anything because it's not horizontal. So it has its advantages and disadvantages.
The one thing I do like is like because you are completely blindfolded and restricted, you are putting a lot of trust in someone as well. And I found when I did it the first time, the person who did it, the vac bed on me, they had a vibrator and they were vibing all parts of my body. And it's just adding another sensory to like what's going on. You know,
yes.
It's so exciting. And handing over that control and responsibility is...
I find it's also fun to have multiple people playing with you and not knowing who it is that's touching you where. Just adds
God.
A whole degree of... mystique to it.
Yeah, it does. It messes with your head in a really, really good way. So if you like good challenges and you like good play, a vat bed or just being blindfolded or anything or having the experience of going, you have to experience something like this, just going in and being sucked and not knowing how much of that is going to like panic your head at the same time.
I find the panic is when the latex is coming in and once it hits your body, I describe it as being hugged by a cloud.
Yeah. Once you get over the fact that you're just like, how much is this going to go into me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, no, it's fine.
But most people, even their first time, end up staying in it for about a half an hour.
Yeah. If I had that time to really switch off, then 100%. But when you're doing it from, I'm like, I don't want to be too greedy.
Right.
And it's like, whoa, it's all of that. I love it. But yeah, I do love these things. They're incredible. And you making this... Top.
The platform solved a lot of the problems.
I bet so. Because like, can you go over it? Like the latex went.
So the latex wraps around it. That's how I seal the bottom of the latex.
So then,
because that was one of the problems. The other was how do I get the vacuum to work, and that's connected to the back leg.
There's a lot to go in.
And then the breathing mask was a whole nother level. Yeah,
it's a lot.
One problem after another.
One step at a time. Yes.
The remote, the dimmer switch, it was all just one thing at a time. How do I make it better?
Oh, that's good. At least you have that in mind and you're just like, one step, next step. What can I do? How do I let people enjoy this and go for it? I love it. You're a genius in my eyes. I love it. Creativity, never stop being creative, ever. Brilliant. I'm conscious of the fact that I can't just have these people watch me for half an hour being like, oh, this is amazing, because they don't necessarily feel what I feel.
Right.
But if they can take away tips, tricks, if they do see it and ever get curious, then they have a little bit of knowledge and how to do so. Thank you so much for letting us play, and thank you for coming along and sharing your knowledge with us and everyone here, and really appreciate it. And hopefully we'll bump into each other again, like at the next event.
Absolutely.
Yay! This is so great. Thank you so much, guys, for watching. I hope you found this insightful, and let us know your thoughts. Bye for now. That experience was something I'm definitely, 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 definitely eager to try again. And I'm hopeful for a reunion at this year's Montreal Fetish Weekend. Speaking of which, have you secured your tickets yet?
Eric and his team are gearing up to celebrate the 20th anniversary this August, promising an event that's grander and more spectacular than ever. I'll be there once again representing Laundry Lowdown. So if you have a story to share, come and find me and my trusty cameraman. We'd be thrilled to chat with you in person. We would. I love it so much. And keep enjoying my podcast as well as those from my fellow presenters at Laundry Lowdown. And stay tuned for the next installments of A Kinky World with Zoe Page. That's me. Looking forward. So looking forward to sharing more exciting experiences with all of you. Every single one. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you, well, it's what makes you, you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.